Sink Into the Edges Round You by Scarlet Storm. Read by X-Man Hater. Summary. Wei Ying has trouble with the aftermath of a night hunt. Lan Wangji helps. Lan Chen, Wei Ying says, and there's red in his eyes, the shadows of the room too dark around them, the whispering of voices far away and indistinct. Lan Chen, he says again, stepping closer. His skin is clean, but they both remember the blood. Not his blood, not even real blood, the ghost of blood. What's left of blood when the body is long gone? It was a regular haunting, until it wasn't. The ghost, a woman, clawing at passers-by, desperate for justice, desperate simply to be remembered. Empathy, winging screams echoed in the woman's voice, an older husband unsatisfied with what, with who, he'd been sold. A knife in the dark, inexpertly wielded. The woman, alone and cold and angry, Wei Ying pulling her in, promising. Resentment wielded exactly like the knife hadn't been. The husband brought before the magistrate, the ghost finally gone, and now... Wei Ying, holding all of her resentment inside himself. Wei Ying, holding all her memories just below his skin. Wei Ying, holding Chen Ting with white knuckles, eyes glowing as the rented room darkens around them. Lan Chen, Wei Ying says, curls of black smoke dancing around his feet, coiling around his hips. Lan Chen, please. Lan Wangji steps forward into the smoky tendrils, close enough to touch, but not quite. He holds out a hand for Chen Ting, and Wei Ying gives the tzitza to him without protest. Eyes still red, breaths uneven. Lan Wangji stows it in his sleeve and holds out his hand again. This time, it's Wei Ying's forearm, and he sways on his feet as Lan Wangji unlaces the leather of his bracer, then sets it carefully aside. Lan Wangji repeats the process on the second bracer, ignoring the questing tendrils of resentful energy, as they whisper along the hems of his robes and the ends of his hair. He takes off Wei Ying's belt, unties his robes, and pushes them off his shoulders. When Wei Ying is bare above the waist, Lan Wangji takes his wrists back in his hands and pulls them up, up, up to his face. He kisses the inside of each one, mouth lingering on the salt of his husband's skin, looking at him through his lashes. Lan Chen, Wei Ying says again, voice trembling. Please. Lan Wangji nods. In a single swift movement, he whips off his forehead ribbon and wraps it around Wei Ying's wrists, allowing muscle memory to guide his hands. The resentful energy, Wei Ying's resentful energy, coils around him, shivering against white silk. Lan Wangji lets it. He knows what it needs, what Wei Ying needs. He finishes the last cord and checks the tightness with careful fingers, eyes on Wei Ying's face the whole time. He's already drifting, the crimson glow less pronounced, flickering with every slow blink. Please, he whispers, swaying forward. Lan Wangji steadies him with one hand on his bound wrists and the other on his jaw, letting Wei Ying settle into the hold before he finally leans in to kiss him. His mouth is ghost cold, corpse cold. He tastes like grave dust and grief, none of it belonging to him, and all of it something he took on to help a dead stranger. He's too good, Lan Wangji's husband, too willing to carve strips off himself if he thinks someone else needs the flesh more. As though Wei Ying has the flesh to spare, even now. As though it would make Wei Ying a monster to keep something for himself instead of giving. Lan Wangji presses closer, teasing Wei Ying's mouth open with his tongue. If Wei Ying is always taking himself apart, then at least he'll always have Lan Wangji here to put him back together. Wei Ying sighs into the kiss, the resentment in the room softening in turn and then wrapping itself around Lan Wangji in tight, greedy coils. It's cold, too, the spent, scorched ash that used to be a fire. Lan Wangji reaches deep into his golden core and pulls up spiritual energy, cycling it through his meridians to generate heat. This, too, is familiar. The resentful energy is part of Wei Ying. Therefore, Lan Wangji will care for it the same way he cares for his husband, will warm them both with the steady fire of his devotion. Let me take care of you, he murmurs to Wei Ying, to the resentment twining its cold touch into his hair and under the collar of his robes.
Yes,
says Wei Ying in 100 whispered voices in unison. It skates claws along Lang Wangji's spine, raising the hairs on the back of his neck at the same time that it thickens his cock. It's wrong and right, having Wei Ying like this. When Lan Wangji was younger, he would have been confused by the mingled fear and arousal. But he's had time now to understand the world is more complicated than the precepts made it seem, that he's more complicated than he could have imagined. It's good for Wei Ying to ask for this. Good for Lan Wangji to give it. Lan Wangji kisses his husband once more and pulls away, hand caressing down Wei Ying's neck to his shoulder and then out into the air to catch hold of a black, undulating coil. He brings the coil to his mouth and presses a kiss to it as well. It writhes against his lips, wriggling in excitement, cold as the inside of a cave made solid and somehow electric. He strokes his thumb over it, watching with satisfaction as Wei Ying shudders at the touch, and kisses the half-there tentacle again.
"Take him to the bed and undress him for me," he tells it, and the resentment abandons him in its hurry to obey, a wiggling cloud of demonic energy pulling his unresisting husband across the room, dropping boots and socks and his trousers on the ground as they go. Lan Wangji ignores it, disrobing with steady movements until he's bare, a jar of their usual salve in his hand. The resentment has pinned Wei Ying to the mattress, bound hands above his head, his pale body bare against the red quilt. Blood and bone and shadows, always shadows, crawling across his skin. Those shadows surge towards Lan Wangji as he kneels on the bed, lifting him and pulling him closer in a desperate, cloying surge of motion. Lan Wangji grabs the nearest coil of resentment and squeezes it sharply.
"Wait your turn," he admonishes.
The resentment shivers against his skin and then slinks out from under his knees, allowing him to move under his own power again.
"Thank you,"
he tells the coil, winding apologetically between his fingers, stroking it with his thumb. The electric hum of it changes into something almost like a purr as it tightens around his hand, giving him an affectionate squeeze.
"Lanchan,"
Wei Ying begs, getting a heel behind his hip and trying to tug him closer.
"You said you were going to take care of me."
"And I am,"
Lan Wangji says calmly, guiding the tentacle in his grasp to wrap around Wei Ying's ankle and pin it to the bed.
"Wei Ying must also wait his turn,"
he continues, tapping Wei Ying's other ankle and watching in satisfaction as the shadows envelop and trap it. He considers the position and gestures his hands outward. The restraints around Wei Ying's ankles match his movements, and when Lan Wangji is satisfied, he gestures for them to stop. Wei Ying whines piteously, hips shifting in desperate little motions, the only part of him not immobilized. Lan Wangji knee walks in between his spread legs and hands the jar of salve to a helpful cloud of solid black smoke, freeing up both his hands to settle on Wei Ying's chest at the collarbone. Wei Ying inhales deeply and shudders, his skin chilled like the air in a tomb. Lan Wangji pushes spiritual energy through his hands, cycling the clean, warm qi into his husband's skin and pulling the shivering resentment into his own meridians, allowing his golden core to scrub away the anger and grief. Wei Ying sighs hugely, another shudder of pure pleasure racking his body as the resentment tentacles twine themselves around Lan Wangji's hips and legs and shoulders, greedy for heat like a cat in winter. Lan Wangji lets them, deliberately keeping himself overwarm, and pets from Wei Ying's neck down to his knees in a long, heavy stroke.
"Good?"
he asks. Wei Ying nods urgently, red eyes going glazed and glassy.
"Cold,"
he manages, and his teeth chatter a little.
"It's good and warmer."
"Good,"
Lan Wangji says, petting him again, letting his hands travel all the way up to Wei Ying's bound hands to push heat and qi into his icy fingers, then dragging heavily down to his bound ankles. He repeats the movements, friction and spiritual energy bringing pink heat to his husband's pale skin, and the resentment roiling in waves around them warms as it sucks up Lan Wangji's power and affection like parched soil in rain. The opposite of resentment is love, after all, and Lan Wangji loves Wei Ying so much that he has enough to spare. There's always enough for Wei Ying.
Weying sighs, the shivering fading away into something boneless, a flush crawling across his cheeks. His cock has filled out, not quite hard, but nearly there, and his hips shift around again in an unconscious moment of restlessness.
Lanchan,
he asks. It's not a question, not exactly. It's more that he wants confirmation that Lan Wangji is still there. Lan Wangji hums an affirmative, pausing with his hands splayed out on Wei Ying's hips, fingers curling around just enough so that he can dig into the top of his ass. A nearly warm tendril of resentful energy slithers up the side of his neck and brushes his jaw in silent question. Lan Wangji hums an affirmative to that as well, and he ducks his head so he can suck the tip of it into his mouth. Wei Ying jolts under him. The resentful energy goes hot and electric against Lan Wangji's skin, pulsing in his mouth. He sucks the tentacle a little deeper, tasting secrets and blood copper, and swirls his tongue against it like a kiss. Wei Ying makes a beautiful sound, nothing like death, everything like life, and his cock twitches and leaks into the crook of his thigh, all the way hard and flushed. He's so perfect, Lan Wangji's husband, so giving and so needy. Lan Wangji pats all the way back up his torso, sneaking his hands around and under the back of Wei Ying's shoulders to fist them in his hair, and lunges to kiss him, body weight pinning him down. The resentful energy in his mouth stays there, undulating between their tongues, while other tendrils caress his inner thighs, stroke down his back, run their questing touches along his neck and shoulders. Still more bands of it wrap around his waist, pulling him down at the same time that it presses Wei Ying up, aiming for more contact, more skin, more, more, more.
Shh,
Lan Wangji tells it, petting down Wei Ying's back and side, over his warming skin and the buzzing bite of the black tentacles together. He kisses Wei Ying's mouth, his cheek, the line of his neck, a coil of resentful energy, his shoulder, another coil. Wei Ying sighs and shivers with each touch, the angry red in his irises slowly draining away as the color returns to his skin. The resentful energy emits more of that purring sensation, raising goosebumps along Lan Wangji's skin and hardening his cock. This is about Wei Ying, about drawing him back to himself, about making him forget the hatred and violence of the world by overwhelming him with pure, sweet pleasure. But Lan Wangji would be lying if he said he didn't enjoy it. The resentful energy is Wei Ying's, after all, bound all up in him, part of him, and Lan Wangji loves him. Lan Wangji bites one of Wei Ying's nipples, making him yowl and thrash against his restraints, unable to move away. In retaliation, and probably impatience since they reflect Wei Ying after all, one of the tentacles playing along the crease of Lan Wangji's thigh coils itself around the base of his cock and squeezes, a hot jolt of pleasure arcing up his spine. Another bullies its way back into his mouth, fucking him like Wei Ying would if they were in that mood, rough and deep. A muffled moan rolls out of his throat, one of his hands tugging Wei Ying's head back, and the resentful energy keeping Wei Ying's legs pinned open is also apparently tired of waiting, because it surges up and wraps said legs around Lan Wangji's waist. The tentacle on his cock dissolves strangely and then reforms wrapped around both of them, smearing around their shared precum. The purring gets stronger. It's obviously extremely happy with itself.
Lanchan,
Wei Ying gasps, grinding against him as much as he can through the restraints, back arched, hands still pinned to the bed.
Lanchan, Lanakuka, please, you said you would take care of me.
Lan Wangji moans again and fucks into Wei Ying's spread legs, the resentful energy pumping along and around their dicks in a hot, strange slide. The tentacle in Lan Wangji's mouth pulses against his tongue, stretching his jaw open and bullying its way into his throat. He cannot speak and be face-fucked at the same time, so he wraps his fist around the base of it and pulls it out of his mouth.
I am taking care of you, he says, voice rough, fucking against Wei Ying's cock, and jerking off the tentacle with the same tempo. If you want more, you will have to be patient.
Please...
Wei Ying begs, trying to hitch his legs higher around Lan Wangji's waist and failing. There are too many things happening at once for Lan Wangji to be able to handle the logistics, so he kills two birds with one stone by pushing the tentacle in his hand into Wei Ying's mouth. Wei Ying moans, muffled as the resentment fucks against his tongue as happily as it did Lan Wangji's. It distracts both of them, Wei Ying and the energy, which allows Lan Wangji to unwind Wei Ying's legs and convince the throbbing resentment to first pin his ankles to the backs of his thighs and then hold them up and apart. He also has to convince the resentment to uncoil itself from their cocks, or rather to coil around their cocks separately. It's warm to the touch now, no longer angry, but urgent in its movements. Needy, so like Wei Ying.
"Be good,"
he tells the resentment and his husband both, settling to his knees on the mattress. Lan Wangji reaches out for the jar of salt, and a tentacle pushes it into his hand eagerly, playing along his fingertips with buzzing, sucking sensations. He strokes it in thanks, watching Wei Ying shudder at the touch, and leans down to kiss the insides of his thighs, pushing spiritual energy into skin with each press of his mouth.
"Sweet thing," he murmurs, slicking his fingers with the help of another curl of inky blackness to steady the jar for him. "So good, Wei Ying. So good for me."
The sound Wei Ying makes at the first push of Lan Wangji's salved fingers is absolutely feral, even muffled by the tentacle still fucking his mouth. Lan Wangji starts with two, intimately familiar with what his husband can take, knowing that Wei Ying will want the burn of the stretch to remind him where he is, whose he is. Will want the reminder that he's alive, that the dead are dead, and their hold on him is temporary. Like this, Lan Wangji can feel the pulse of Wei Ying's core thrumming deep in his abdomen, and can feel where the cold snarl of the ghost's grief still has its claws hooked in. She's desperate for one last bit of brightness, one last soft touch before she dissipates completely. Lan Wangji gives it to her, gives it to Wei Ying by pressing qi through his fingers into Wei Ying's meridians and core in a wave of warmth and simmering affection. The echoes fade like the rings in a pond, Wei Ying's qi smoothing back out into the wide bend of a river, a powerful thrum below the surface, but calm and placid to the eye.
"Ah!"
Wei Ying gasps, the resentment that was fucking his mouth shattering to nothing in their dual surprise.
"Oh, Gugu, please, yes."
He shivers, arching up and twisting his shoulders, wrists still bound with Lan Wangji's ribbon, and pinned to the bed with resentful energy, and yin-yang of black and white curled against his skin. Lan Wangji loves him so fiercely it clenches in his chest like a fist around his heart, and he bites a bruise into the crook of Wei Ying's thigh because there's simply no other way to express it. Wei Ying wails, cock twitching and leaking onto his abs as he clenches down around Lan Wangji's fingers.
"Please,"
he begs, trembling in the hold of his own power.
"Lan Shan, I need it. I need you."
He blinks his eyes open, the red nearly gone now. Crimson stains just the edges of his irises, but the need in them is all him, all of it focused on Lan Wangji.
"Be close to me,"
he pleads brokenly.
"Be in me, Gaga. I want to feel you."
The resentment around them crawls closer, running inky hands over Lan Wangji's body with the same heat and tenderness of Wei Ying's touch. His skin sings with it, pleasure shivering down his spine to pool low in his guts. The tendrils pet over along the lines of his scars, curl around his chest to cup his pecs, stroke the soft places on the inside of his thighs before curling higher to play along the cleft of his ass suggestively. Lan Wangji hums his assent, turning his face into a tentacle that cups his face like a hand and pressing a kiss to it, then kissing over the fresh bruise on Wei Ying's thigh. It's blooming beautifully, red-purple and still spit-slick, blood just under the surface of his pale private skin and so beautifully alive. The dead don't bruise, not like this, not so beautifully and not for Lan Wangji's eyes alone.
"Lan Shan,"
Wei Ying complains, his voice less ragged, warmer, closer to the way Lan Wangji loves it, bright and sunny with the laugh always hiding around the edges. He thrashes and whines, clenching around Lan Wangji's fingers again, and clearly desperate for more. The resentment reacts to his desire, pulling Lan Wangji closer with a grip like iron and silk, soft and strong and insistent. He straightens, pulling his hand out of Weying's hot clutch, and glances at the inky void sharing the bed with them. It shivers under his gaze, anticipatory, and draws the jar of salve closer with a helpful kind of air. He swipes more onto his last two fingers, keeping the rest of it as clean as possible, and slicks up his cock.
"Gag him and let him watch," he tells the room at large. The resentment rushes to obey, swarming into Weying's mouth, propping up his torso. His hands are still restrained above his head, but floating now, no longer pinned to the mattress. Weying bites the black void between his teeth and groans through his nose, eyes locked on Lan Wangji's hand where it's slowly stroking over his hot, leaking length. Weying's dick jerks and he writhes again, the grief and rage and fear from earlier completely forgotten in the face of his desire. He glows with it, transfixed, face and cock both flushed dark with arousal. The tentacle between Lan Wangji's legs shivers against his skin and then presses closer, harder, coiling warm and slick around his entrance. Lan Wangji shudders, Weying's gaze heavy on his skin, and decides they've both been patient enough. A hand at Weying's hip is enough for the resentful energy to understand his intentions, and it brings him his husband all wrapped up like a present, tied and suspended and hovering exactly where he needs to be, so Lan Wangji can tease the head of his cock over Weying's slick hole. The sounds he makes are beautiful, even muffled by the gag in his mouth. Lan Wangji wants to hear him properly, so he touches the edge of Weying's lips in request. The resentful energy dissolves into the air as Lan Wangji pushes inside, Weying's rim stretching around the thick press of him, Weying's mouth falling open and slack as he gasps through it.
"Lan Chan,"
he moans, clenching inside, cock jerking, his tongue wet and pink behind his teeth.
"Oh, fuck me. I want it. I want you."
"You have me,"
Lan Wangji says softly, sweetly, cupping the back of Wei Ying's neck with his clean hand and drawing him into a kiss. The kiss is as soft and sweet as his voice. Slow swipes of his tongue, tender presses to Wei Ying's upper lip, then lower, then the corner of his mouth. The resentful energy goes soft as well, letting Wei Ying sink down onto Lan Wangji's cock by gentle increments, coiling and coiling around the furl of Lan Wangji's asshole like a kiss before it presses into him as well. He groans into Wei Ying's mouth, spreading his knees instinctively to give both the tentacle better access and give Wei Ying a steady landing place. Wei Ying bottoms out in the next breath, ass flush against Lan Wangji's groin, thighs settled around his in a wide straddle. The resentful energy helpfully envelops Lan Wangji's dirty hand and leaves it clean and dry when it recedes, as though the slick and other substances on it were a fierce corpse that needed to be destroyed as quickly as possible. He grabs a handful of it and squeezes as a thank you, then drops that same hand to Weying's ass and squeezes a handful there, not as a thank you, but because he wants to.
"Lan Chan,"
Weying asks, between wet kisses to his jaw and under his ear.
"Lan Chan, I want... can you..."
He wriggles his shoulders and fingers demonstrably, wrists still pinned in midair by void coils that smoke at the edges.
"I want to touch you,"
he whispers into Lan Wangji's ear.
"Can I, please?"
There's resentful energy pulsing and thickening in Lan Wangji's ass, stroking his perineum, coiling through his hair to pet his scalp, clutching at his hips and pecs like needy hands. Technically, all of that is Weying. He controls it to a certain extent, can feel what it feels. That's not what he's asking for. That's not what he needs. Lan Wangji rumbles. With a glance, the black bands around Weying's wrists melt away like spun sugar candies in the rain, letting him wrap his arms around Lan Wangji's shoulders with a happy sigh. Weying pulls him close, carting his fingers through Lan Wangji's hair as best he can with his wrists still bound and mouths down to his collarbone.
"Love you,"
he murmurs into Lan Wangji's skin like a prayer or a spell.
"Love you, love you, love you."
The buzzing tease of the resentful energy pulses with the words, pouring Weying's affection and sincerity into Lan Wangji like water. All the parched places from 16 years of absence, wet and rich with life, like the lotus pond behind their house. It fucks into Lan Wangji gently, rocking in and out of him as it slowly thickens. like Weiying wants to push his love into him physically and fill him up with it. Lan Wangji understands the feeling, with Weiying open and hot and slick all around him.
"My Weiying," he says, hand on his ass, the other in his hair,
letting the resentful energy carry Weiying's weight as Lan Wangji pumps his hips experimentally.
"My husband, I love you."
The angle isn't quite right until suddenly it is, the coiling power making silent adjustments, until Lan Wangji's next thrust makes Weiying cry out and shake.
"Perfect."
Lan Wangji does it again and again, sweat pooling at the nape of his neck and on his sternum, thighs trembling, ass clenching around the resentful energy that fucks him as he fucks his husband, on in a hot, vicious, glorious cycle. It's so easy. Easy because it's Weiying. Easy because Weiying's body opens to him like it was made for him, for this. Easy because Lan Wangji's body opens to Weiying even when it's not Weiying inside him. It's easy because there's nothing Lan Wangji has to do but push in as deep as he can. Nothing he has to do but bite bruises into Weiying's skin and pet over them with gentle fingers. The resentful energy offers Weiying up to him, which means that Weiying is offering himself up to Lan Wangji, to his teeth and lips and hands and tongue and cock. And Lan Wangji is helpless not to glut himself on the feast.
"Lan Chan,"
Weiying moans into his neck, sweaty forehead tipped onto his shoulder, muscles tight and getting tighter.
"Lan Chan, Lan Chan, Lan Chan."
Those are his only words, Lan Wangji's name over and over, entire poems hidden in the tones. He's close, all his tells on display like the pages of a book unfurling. If he wasn't restrained, he'd be kicking now, thrashing his legs and arching his body, trying to get Lan Wangji deeper, to get him to go harder. He can't do any of that, not with his own resentful energy pinning him in place to let Lan Wangji give him what he needs. So he clenches down around Lan Wangji's cock and pants hot breaths between them, and moans Lan Wangji's name like the filthiest prayer.
"Beautiful," Lan Wangji tells him,
abs clenching with his own impending orgasm, fire burning in his lowest dantian and his meridians, and where he's still being stretched open around Weiying's resentful energy.
"So good for me, Weiying, my beautiful husband."
Weiying whines and licks Lan Wangji's collarbone, his whole body hard and trembling. He's leaked so much it's all over their stomachs, dripping into their pubic hair, hot and wet and slick where they're pressed close. He's a mess, sweating and flushed and sticky and so achingly alive. Nothing of the ghost left. No more cold, no more grave. Just Lan Wangji's Weiying.
"Good boy,"
Lan Wangji says, cupping Weiying's face in his hand and tipping it up so he can drink it in, the tears along his lash line and his bitten red mouth. He clenches his abs and ass, rolls his hips. So full of Weiying, so deep inside him, everything hot and perfect.
"You've done so well," he says gently. "You've done enough. You can let go."
Lan Wangji kisses the corner of those swollen lips and orders,
"Come for me."
Weiying flings his head back, pants brokenly, and obeys. It hits Lan Wangji's skin in burning spurts, spilling between them to drip down into the resentful energy and disappear. Every tentacle tightens and spasms in unison with the heated clench of Weiying's ass, tensing and releasing as he wails his way through his orgasm, the raw electric energy of it pouring into Lan Wangji's skin. It's too much like this. It's always too much like this. Too much sensation, too much pleasure. Too much everything for a man who spent most of his life assuming he'd have nothing. Lan Wangji grabs Weiying by the hips, knowing he'll leave bruises, and breathes through the flow of his chi in sudden, urgent desperation. He has to. Lan Wangji shudders when he comes, mouth latching onto the crook of Weiying's neck as he pumps his cock deep inside, and then leaves it there, grinding his hips in little circles as he fills Weiying's tight hole with spend and the bright burning pulse of spiritual energy. Weiying wails again, breathless this time, his cock twitching and pushing out a little more liquid, the wash of fresh chi forcing an aftershock through him hard enough that it's basically a second orgasm. Lan Wangji keeps going. He can't manage to stop. Still hard and still coming and still being ruthlessly fucked open by energy that can't be called resentful anymore, not with how it's purring languidly against his skin. It edges over into discomfort, oversensitive, and at Lan Wangji's first wince, the tentacle inside him stills, as attuned to his moods as his husband is. There's a little tendril of it petting soothingly over Weiying's shoulder. Lan Wangji kisses it as a thank you and sighs as the mass of it starts to retract from his skin, melting away like smoke into the air, stroking the sweat and cum and salve into nothingness with a gentle ghostly touch. By the time Lan Wangji pulls out and curls himself around Weiying on the mattress, their bodies are clean enough that he can wrestle them under the quilt without worrying about soiling it, can simply cover them both and tuck Weiying's head under his chin, bound wrists pressed into Lan Wangji's ribcage, his husband sheltered in the protective curve of his body, as it should be. Lan Wangji sets his nose to the crown of Weiying's head and breathes there, stroking up and down the knobs of his spine. It's quiet but for their breathing. Two heartbeats, two bodies, alive, alive, alive.
"Love you,"
Weiying mumbles into his chest a little while later, resurfacing from whatever soft place he was drifting in. He also literally resurfaces, wiggling his head out from under the quilt and presenting his wrist to Lan Wangji for release.
"I love you too," Lan Wangji tells him, kissing each knuckle and fingertip as he unties his forehead ribbon and massages the marks left behind. "Better?"
He knows the answer. The answer is obvious in Weiying's satisfied smile, the energy thrumming under his skin and the love in his eyes. No red left in the iris, only rich brown, the color deep and warm like lacquered wood.
"Much better,"
Weiying says, because he knows sometimes Lan Wangji likes to hear him say it. He scoots closer, pressing their foreheads together, knees pressed to knees.
"I wish she could have had what we have,"
he says quietly.
"That's the worst part, I think. It shouldn't be like that for people. It should be like this."
Lan Wangji kisses him, so soft, so kind.
"You do your best,"
he says, instead of, "It's not your fault," instead of, "There was nothing you could have done," instead of, "We can't fix the entire world ourselves, but we'll try anyway."
"I know," Weiying says mournfully. "I wish it was more."
Lan Wangji kisses him again, reassurance and reminder both, wanting Weiying to be here with him now and not lost in a hunt they already resolved. Weiying hums into the kiss and crawls closer, plastering himself along Lan Wangji's front so he can cling to him like a baby monkey.
"Thank you for taking care of me."
"Always," Lan Wangji whispers into his hair, squeezing him tight. He should get up and order food and a bath. Should rub healing salves into Weiying's sore muscles and fresh bruises. He should write up a report about the night hunt while it's still fresh. He should plan for tomorrow. Instead, Lan Wangji pulls the quilt up a little higher and rolls onto his back, bringing Weiying with him in a sweet tangle of naked limbs. He'll do all those things he needs to do and more. Just not quite yet. The end.